One of two wonders what's the difference between a small and medium enterprise and a micro enterprise and then a startup. I woke up this morning thinking about what exactly is the difference between these three. Are they not all small businesses? Looking at the front of my house, the woman selling minimal daily need things like sachet of milk, a little bitty of onion, you can imagine. We have pepper there, and she sells toothpaste in sachet. I think that's the first place I saw it in her shop. She sells generally everything we need in our everyday life, making it very easy for people like me that forget to go to the market when I run out of these things, and then I quickly have to rush there to get it. Is that a small business? Can I call that a business? That's a shop, kiosk, one of the two. I don't know which is which. So today I decided to check what exactly is the difference between an SME and then there's one they call MSME and the micro enterprise itself. And then here I am looking, and voila, the list of my expectations. A micro enterprise and a startup are pretty much the same thing. They are small, have staff of less than 10 sometimes. But at the end of it all, what makes these two groups different? The micro enterprise person really is just about making immediate profits, nothing much. Not really interested in registering the company. Oh God, imagine Mama Sikira registering her company. The thought of it alone, does she even understand what it is to register? But a startup always tend to have a bigger vision. They look beyond just making initial profits and satisfying themselves, but they look at how to hopefully one day expand this business. Not just for profit making, but to make it popular, to have branches everywhere. Thank you. Okay. Small businesses or micro enterprise, like we call them, and startups actually operate almost the same way. They both have a staff strength of less than 10 people, and they are most times set up just to support their families. So you can have, mostly you have women in this group. Yes, I say it, women in these groups, because most times they set up the small enterprises to balance and make up for things. Some of them actually run it as the household business to be able to take care of their families. And most times, like I mentioned earlier, they really don't have plans of growing it into a big company. And of course, in micro enterprises, there's always one sole trader. The owner of the shop, the owner of the store. Even when they have staff, they also are the sole owners of it. And really, like I said earlier, they really don't grow into big things. The most they can get is just have an extra branch. And that's the most. In fact, that's like the height of it all. They're satisfied with just being able to provide for their family. But a startup. It's a micro enterprise with big dreams. Yes. It's like a company in its first stage of operation. And of course, it's mainly concerned about being able to gain ground. It's not looking at a profit, sorry. It can just, set plans in motion for the first few years, first 2 years, let me say. Of its inception. It is motivated not just for profit to take care of a family, but profit to gain popularity and success. Startups mainly exist, most times rather, exist to address a need. They are after changing the world, yes, influencing the environment. They are motivated, startups are motivated for the need to make a difference. Yes, they might look like an ordinary micro enterprise, but startups are really out there just to make a difference. So ask yourself this question: is your business a startup or is it just an ordinary micro enterprise? Permit me, forgive me rather, I shouldn't have added the word ordinary to it. No business is an ordinary one. Trust me, I struggle with starting a business. But make your business a startup. Don't just have an ice cream shop by the road. Have an ice cream shop with a dream to change the flavors, to make children want more. A healthy ice cream. You know, think of expanding beyond meeting your daily needs, but being able to, you know, gain popularity, gain, carve a market. That's the word I'm looking for. A startup is after carving a market, not just some persons or few customers. It's looking at carving out a market for itself. So ask yourself this question today. Are you a startup? Or are you just a micro enterprise? Now, of this, I'm not running any business at the moment. It got me into various areas of my life. My visions and my goal, are they just like a micro enterprise, or that are they actually a startup? You know, one beautiful thing about startups that I forgot to mention is that a startup at a point will cease to exist as an independent entity. How? They might be a merger. They might be an acquisition by another company, like the way Facebook bought over WhatsApp. That's what WhatsApp started as a startup, and see how far it's been able to go. Now, a small business owner, a small micro enterprise business owner, relinquishing control of that business, it has defeated the purpose of that business, in the sense that the main purpose of that business is for him to run it and make profits. But a startup is looking after getting to a stage where he will have stakeholders. He can sell shares, have a share in the market. You understand? His catchment is a market in the economy. That's what the startups go for. And then I'm wondering, am I actually like a micro enterprise, or is my vision a startup? Can people layer on it? A startup can be layered upon. Can people layer on my vision? Can people layer on my dreams? What are my plans? Where am I heading to? What do I want out of this life? I want to build a platform where people can layer. What steps am I taking? Am I making the right steps? Am I at the right place at this time? Or am I just wasting my time? My name is Geraldine, and this is what I woke up to. What did you wake up to this morning?